patient named Stephanie. That's spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N-E. Last name Lara, L-A-R-A. Date of birth 4/16/97. Date of service 2/6/24. This is a 26-year-old female patient. She's here today after being injured on the job. This is a workman's comp injury. This patient is a teacher's assistant in a school for special children that have behavioral abnormalities, and at times they seem to act out. So our patient was in front of the classroom when another student threw a dry erase marker at her, and she put up her hand to deflect it, and it hit her on the right hand, the index finger, causing her some discomfort. The middle finger was injured as well. Once again, they're coming here to document what happened today, period, new paragraph. So our patient today, Stephanie, she doesn't have any loss of range of motion. She can perform all activities. All the skin is intact. She's able to shake my hand with a good grip. She's able to flex the fingers forward and backward. It appears as though she has full range of motion and full mobility to all the fingers on that right hand. And there is no swelling. There is no ecchymosis. For all practical purposes, it looks symmetrical to the left hand. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 120/76, pulse 103, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 100%, current weight 233, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, vitamin D, medical history. Patient has a history of mild tachycardia. Her pulse rate today is 103. Surgical history. C-section times 2, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, not in any distress, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears, all within normal limits, neck is soft, no lipodynopathy, heart, positive S1, positive S2, mild tachycardia at 103. Lungs are clear to auscultation examination. The point of complaint, which is her right hand, once again, it looks all within normal limits. It is symmetrical with the left hand. The point of impact of that dry erase marker on her right index finger and middle finger, there is no abrasion. There is no mark to the skin. She has full range of motion, a good solid grip. She's able to curl up all fingers on that right side. Patient verbalizes to me at this point that it feels like it's getting back to normal. Period. New paragraph. Assessment implant contusion, right hand, right middle, and index fingers. Patient will receive Motrin 800 milligrams 3 times a day as needed for any discomfort. She can ice it down when she gets home. This will be the last visit today. She's free to return to the clinic tomorrow, or rather return to work tomorrow. Without any restrictions. Patient agrees with this plan of care.